Well, welcome to a very special podcast. It's semi-final time in the World Cup. TNS hosting Carmarthen Town and Denby hosting Gap Connors Quay. Coming up, we'll hear from the managers from all four sides about how they think they're going to win this game and what it means to be in the World Cup. But first, let's pick the brains of Mark Jonah Jones on how these two tussles will go. Jonah, we'll look at the first one, TNS against Carmarthen. How do you think that's going to play out?
Well, the New Saints, it took them a long time to win a treble, and I'm sure they won't want to give up on the treble, which they own at the moment, and they got their home draw in the semi-final against Carmarthen Town. It's a tough, tough test for Carmarthen Town, travelling to the New Saints, but I'm sure Carmarthen will go up with a strong team.
And full credit to Denby from the Cymru Alliance. They are in the semi-finals, and they're hosting Gap Connors Quay. What do you think of their chances?
For Jay Caton and Andy Morrison straight away, if they were to take Gap to a cup final, they would be elated. But it'll be a big game. I'm sure Denby will have at least 500 at the semi-final, so they'll have a big home crowd behind them. Gap will take a few fans as well. You know, that this is most probably the fairy tale semi-final with Denby getting there. And I see this more of an even game, definitely.
Well, there's one man who already has one hand on the trophy because they won it last season. TNS, and here's the man that leads them, Craig. You won this last season, and you have been quite adamant this season that it's treble or bust to a certain extent. What have you got to do to win the World Cup this season?
I think it's helped. The draw's been kind to her over the last couple of years. But I think the main thing is that we've got a really, really hungry set of players where a lot of time in the World Cup I've rotated, and it's the opportunity for players who might not have played as much game time to prove what they can do. Any one of them players could play 10, 15 games in the Welsh Premier League if needed, but obviously we can only play 11 with 7 subs. So, you know, it's also, I think it just shows the hunger in what the actual squad, the strength of the squad really brings to our title for the league as well, because everyone knows that, you know, if you're not performing, even in training at some points, because we're squads that strong, that you might be left out on the Saturday. So I think it's just another sort of tool for some players that aren't playing to say, right, I'm going to show you what I can do. I've trained well this week in training. I'm going to play in the World Cup, and I'm going to make it even more of a headache for you than it is normally.
Taking a look at your journey to where you are so far, you both home games this season, Holywell, of course, yeah, a 7-1 win, and then Haverford West, a 3-1. Of those two performances, which were you the most pleased about, do you think?
I think, I think the Holywell one was a good performance. I know that, obviously, the league below, but, you know, they've got a good pedigree at that level, and, you know, and they come in there with nothing to lose. And also, on that day, I think I fielded 7 out of the I think 15 or 16 players in the squad that had all come through the system, through the academy, through the scholarship, and then went on to represent the first team in the competitive game, which is always nice. So not only are we producing teams that win things, but also producing homegrown players, which for me is obviously not as important, but it's a close second to actually winning things, because at the end of the day, you know, you need to be self-sufficient, and you know, I think you only have to look at Scott Quigley over this season, and last season he's been outstanding, and he's come all the way through the system, and he's been a little bit of a late developer at 22, but you know, it just proves if you give players enough confidence and they train with the first team, and you know, they're given the opportunity, then they can go and take that opportunity.
And looking at your semi-final rivals, Carmarthen, what have you got to look out for with Carmarthen?
The thing with Mark's team, they're always organised, they'll be fit, and they play for them. You know, they're all on board, they've all got a plan, you know, and whether that plan works or not, that's a different story. But the thing is, I think they all play for the manager and they all play for the club, and they've got some very, very good, honest players, and then they've got some players that score goals as well. You know, they've got some good young players as well, Thomas, Harlan. You know, Luke Cummins is a very good player. So on the day, it could be very, very dangerous. Obviously, you know, the odds are stacked in our favour at home, but we'd never take them lightly, even though we've beaten 6-1 previous games. Then, you know, it could be a completely different animal on Tuesday. So we'll be giving them a lot of respect, which they're due, but also as well, we'll be confident that, especially at home, we can go and win the game. And I think no more needed than knowing that you enter another final.
Well, somebody from the old gold wants silverware this season. Here's Mark Hazlewood, the manager of Carmarthen Town. How do you feel about this World Cup semi then?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. We've lost one game in that tournament in the last 3 years. We've won it twice, got knocked out, and now we're in a semi-final. So it's been a good tournament for us. What I would say is, obviously, it's a very difficult tie. You know, TNS away is a difficult tie at the best of times. But for some strange, unbeknown reason, the semi-finals are on a Tuesday night, which makes it even more difficult when you've got part-time players. But it's a semi-final of the Cup. As I said, it's been good to us, and we'll be going there all guns blazing. It's a different mental attitude, to be perfectly honest, a semi-final away to TNS. If you go there in the league, like most managers in that league, your first thought is to keep the score down. Now, I'm not bothered one iota whether we get beat 10-0, 15-0, 16-0, because it doesn't matter. Because you still, if you get beat 1-0, you still go out of the tournament. If you get beat 10-0, you go out of the tournament. So we will be very positive in our outlook towards that game.
And in the run into the semi-final, you've been very positive on the goal-scoring front as well. 4-2 against Pontypridd, 3-1 against Portalbert. So the goals find themselves in this competition for you, don't they?
We had a 5-5 against somebody at home as well and went to extra time and different things. No, I'm a great believer. You know, perhaps I'm old school. I'm a great believer in that whatever the tournament, whatever the game, you try and win it. Yes, I have made changes within the tournament to this point, but as soon as the referee blows that whistle, you give everything you've got as a manager, a coach, a player to win that next game, because I think winning genuinely becomes a habit. It's no coincidence that after that World Cup game against Port Talbot, we then subsequently won 3 games on the trot in the league, and Port Talbot subsequently lost 3 games on the trot. So I actually believe that winning is a habit. Goal scorers especially, Liam Thomas scored a few goals in that tournament and has gone on to score in the league. And so it's very important, that, for me.
Well, every cup game should have a David against the Goliath. This year's David in the World Cup is Denby, and I'm glad to say now I'm joined by Gareth Thomas, or Perry to his mates. Now, you're in this competition. You've knocked out 2 Welsh Premier League sides already. What does it mean to be in the World Cup?
At the start of the season, you just see it as an additional game. But we were drawn against Rhyl to start with, which was a local derby, and then to go there and win gave the lads a lot of belief. And since then, we've just continued to do well in the competition. We just take every game as it comes and see it as an additional game.
And every game you've played so far, apart, to be fair, from the Airbus win in this competition, I mean, there's goals going in all over the place, aren't there? I mean, you won, obviously, 4-2 at Rhyl. Then you went to meet Holyhead Hotspur. That was a 4-0 victory. So you're certainly not shy of scoring.
No, and we do. It's the same in the league, really. We're carrying that form from the league into that cup. So it's tends to be to suit us, really.
You are having a good fair run of games in that league, aren't you? I mean, there's only a couple of losses in the past 12 or 13 games. How are those games being won?
There's a belief between from the players. We've got a small squad. Thankfully, so far, we've managed to keep clear of injuries. That's not hit us yet. So it's been consistent with the team, and we're doing, you know, there's a lot of belief between the players.
When you knock out Rhyl and when you knock out Airbus, and you do so well in this competition, how does that make you feel about the gap between the teams you're playing now and how Denby would cope if it went into the Premier League?
The cup games are a bit different. You know, you need to be different resources going right through if we were to go up. But, you know, and budgets and stuff like that, it all comes down to that. But they have got plans to get there one day in the not-too-distant future. The chairman's got a plan of where he sees the club going, and at the moment it's on target for where he wants it to be going, with the ground improvements that he's hopeful of getting done in the next couple of years.
And let's turn to your rivals for this then, Connorskey Nomads. How much have you watched them? Where do you think their threat is?
Obviously, Les, they're an experienced side. They've got players packed with, you know, high level experience, and us. It's all around, really, from John the keeper right through to the front players, so we know it's going to be a hard game, but we've had hard games in this competition so far, and backed ourselves. So we watched them Saturday against Carmarthen, but that game was driven by the wind, and they were comfortable winners. And they've obviously had a new manager, so I think what we've watched previous to Saturday is all different.
And coming back to the games you won in the previous round, which one makes you the happiest? Were the performance against Rhyl the best, or getting that extra time win against Airbus?
It depends, really. The first half performance with Real was outstanding, and I don't think we got the credit we deserved for that. I think Real were quite happy to say that they were poor on the night, but we went in at 4-0 and it could have been 6. But the character against Airbus, really, we finished the game on the hour mark. We had 3 18-year-old lads on the pitch who, you know, who deserved a chance, who were all local lads, and they done really well, and they changed the game for us. So I would say the Airbus game in the circumstances.
Only one game in this World Cup run that you've had has been at home. This next game obviously will be at home, so you'll want the home crowd to turn up in their droves and support you guys going on.
Well, hopefully, yeah, the locals will get behind us. You know, we've had a lot of support already of clubs in the Cymru Alliance, who a lot of the managers have been on the phone, and some of the lads from other clubs who will be at the game, you know, hoping to support us. And that's good to see that, really, because I think the Cymru Alliance, as you say, is a very competitive league this year. And if you're not in it, you don't realise how competitive it is. I think they gate it up at most clubs, and it's a good league to be part of.
Well, Denby's opponents in this semi-final are Gap Connors Key, and I've got Jay Catton on the line. Jay, you looking forward to the game?
Yeah, massive games to look forward to. You know, we fully know what Denby are all about. A top Cymru Alliance team. The work there that Gareth, Dave and Elvin have all done have shown the quality they've brought in, the work ethic they've implemented into players, and we, you know, we're under no illusion to the tough task ahead.
And what does it mean to you to be in this position? Because there haven't been some great results earlier on in the season. There's been managerial change. It must be great to feel that you're in a semi-final.
Yeah, superb. You know, I think anyone in any cup competition that you're in, League Cup, Welsh Cup, World Cup, you know, you want to achieve. And all in a final since the Welsh Cup in probably the sort of 97, 98 sort of years, you know, approaching the 20-year mark. So, you know, we're fully aware of what's at stake. We'll be going, doing everything possible to make that World Cup final in what should be a great opportunity for the club.
Now, you are away at Denby. The good news is in two of your three previous rounds, you've had to be away as well. Do you think that's going to stand you in some sort of advantage? You've already had the hostile crowd to face?
Yeah, I think we have got very good away form, you know, in the Welsh Cup and in the league as well as the cup competition this year. So we're thriving off it. We know with Denby, it's a great service. You know, the grounds and there does a fantastic job. And we're hoping it will be a good crowd. So, you know, it's going to ensure the game's a real end-to-end fixture, real competitive fixture, and one that we're really, really looking forward to be a part of.
And I suppose the other thing to look at the previous results, the teams you've played in the previous games are teams that play with Denby week in, week out. So you're sort of used to that sort of football.
Yeah, the Cymru Alliance this year is superb. You know, it's so competitive. I go to a lot of games this year. You know, we've been to watch Denby 3 times, and you know the standard is top class. And one of the, you know, I think sometimes with the Welsh Premier going to 12 teams, one of the biggest positives for me of that is that the feeder leagues have gone to another level. Especially the top half of the Cymru Alliance, which all the teams have played in the rounds, Prestatyn, Carnarvon, and now obviously Denby are all top teams. I'm sure if any whichever one of those progresses from the Cymru Alliance will do well on the Welsh Premier next year. So, no, we're fully excited, fully looking forward to the game next Wednesday. But we're totally understand the players have already had a pre-prep for the game with what they're going to be facing in a very, very good Denby team.
So the thoughts of Jonah and all the four managers there. So good luck to all four managers in the competition. There'll be great games, whatever happens. If you're around and about TNS or Denby, please do get down. You'll see some great midweek football. That's all for now. The Welsh Premier League podcast returns later on in the week. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Audioboom.